KALW.
From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Mountain View.
San Rafael.
Lower Haight, San Francisco.
Brentwood.
Corte Madera.
Pleasant Hill.
Coming up, a San Francisco judge is hearing a case today that could block one of Trump's most aggressive attacks on asylum seekers.
And according to immigration policy experts, the policy would effectively bar all Central American migrants from seeking asylum in the United States.
And Muslim American women have to face Islamophobia, but when you're also Black, it's even more complicated.
I've had things of like, oh, do you know how to say assalamu alaikum? Do you know about fasting? It's Ramadan, sister. They talk to you as if you are some watered-down version of a Muslim.
Another episode from the Stoop podcast coming up on Cross Currents. The Trump administration has announced a wave of harsh immigration policies this month, and civil rights groups are fighting back with lawsuits. One of these legal battles just started today in San Francisco. A local federal judge and an East Bay nonprofit could help determine the fate of thousands of asylum seekers. KALW immigration reporter Teresa Katsarilis is here to break this down for us. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Hannah.
So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is asylum?
Right. So asylum is a type of legal status that the federal government can give immigrants. And the immigrants that the feds give this designation to are people who've been persecuted or have a very credible fear that they're going to be persecuted if they stay in their home countries. Mm-hmm. So these are people who have been persecuted because of their race, their religion, their sexuality, political associations. People fleeing domestic violence and gang violence are also included. Both federal and international law says the United States can't force people who are fleeing persecution to go back to their home countries. That is not allowed. So that applies to immigrants who arrive in the U.S. with and without the proper paperwork. Trump is, of course, trying to change all of that.
Why?
Well, Trump accuses asylum seekers of taking advantage of our backlogged system. It can take months or even years to actually go through the asylum process. And his administration says that immigrants are crossing the U.S.-Mexican border without valid asylum claims and then are living and working here while those claims play out in court.
Okay, that's what he says. Is that actually true?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question. So immigration judges did reject a record number of asylum claims in 2018. It is not clear right now whether that had anything to do with the legitimacy of those claims. There are a lot of problems in our immigration system. It is bureaucratic. There are other reasons Trump would want to crack down on asylum policies. I mean, look, Trump routinely uses very racist language to describe non-white immigrants and just non-white people in general. No one needs to be reminded, I think, of the "they're bringing drugs, they're rapists" line or the "shithole countries" incident.
Nope.
Yeah. And the New York Times recently published an analysis that actually suggests that racial rhetoric plays well to parts of his base. So there could be a political strategy at play here as well.
Okay. So it's honestly been really hard to keep track of all the Trump administration's new immigration policies right now.
Oh.
How are you doing it?
I mean, well, I don't sleep, Hannah. That is really helpful. Mm-hmm. I mean, caffeine is something I recommend.
It feels like there's something every day.
There is something every day. The big change at issue right now in this legal battle was just rolled out last week. So the Trump administration and its officials announced that they're going to deny asylum to any immigrants at the U.S.-Mexican border who failed to apply for those asylum protections in any of the other countries they might have passed through on their way to the United States.
Like
so,
what?
Well, yeah. So the way that would work is, let's say you're an immigrant fleeing violence in El Salvador.
Okay.
You want to seek refuge in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You would first have to apply for asylum in Guatemala or Mexico, and you would have to wait for that asylum to be denied by those governments before the U.S. would even consider your application. This rule went into effect last Tuesday, and according to immigration policy experts, this policy would effectively bar the vast majority of Central American migrants from seeking asylum in the United States.
Which kind of feels like the goal.
Yes, it does.
And how have the civil rights groups reacted to this?
By filing so many lawsuits and so quickly. And this is where the Bay Area really enters this story. So a group of Bay Area and other civil rights groups sued the Trump administration only hours after officials announced this policy. They claim that this new rule completely violates U.S. federal law and international agreements. One of the nonprofits involved in this case is the East Bay Sanctuary Covenant. That organization has spent decades helping asylum seekers, and they're trying this case today right here in San Francisco before the Northern District Court of California.
Okay, and remind us just what is the Northern District Court of California?
Totally. It's basically Northern California's local federal court.
Okay.
U.S. district courts are where federal cases go to trial. If they get appealed, that's when they go to the circuit courts and maybe the Supreme Court, which are more famous.
Okay. So, but this isn't the first time the Northern District of California has weighed in on Trump's immigration policies.
Oh, not only is it not the first time, this is not the first time that this particular judge has very famously weighed in on Trump's immigration policies. Remember the asylum ban?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that never really went into effect because civil rights groups sued the Trump administration over it in the Northern District of California. Mm-hmm. The exact same U.S. district judge ruled against the Trump administration. He issued a temporary restraining order, which stopped the asylum ban from going into effect. Other courts later upheld that ruling. Guess who the lead plaintiff was in that case?
The East Bay Sanctuary Covenant?
That is correct. This is the same local nonprofit suing the Trump administration over how it treats asylum seekers. They're appearing before the same judge who ruled in their favor last year.
Uh-huh.
And civil rights groups are hoping that this judge blocks one of Trump's asylum policies again.
Okay, so what is happening in court today?
Okay, so today in San Francisco, you have the initial hearing. The Trump administration and the group suing them each got to make their case this morning. The East Bay Sanctuary Covenant just tweeted that they thought the hearing went well and they're hoping for a ruling in their favor as soon as tomorrow. In the meantime, a district court judge in Washington, D.C. was presiding over a similar case against this policy. Initial hearings in that case began this past Monday. We just got word before entering this recording studio that that judge has ruled in favor of the Trump administration. So this policy, it's really going to come down to what happens in San Francisco today.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
Teresa Katsourilis is KALW's immigration reporter. You can reach her at immigration@klw.org.